just an explanation of some of the minhagim before the Brit Milah. The night before the Brit Milah is called the Brit Yitzhak, or some call it in Arabic Shad Al-Yas, which actually means the miracle, the angel of Eliyahu, because Eliyahu Navi, it says Elias is Eliyahu, because Eliyahu Navi comes to the Zohar the night before. The custom is to bring 10 people and they read the Limud, and it's proper to have Tamid HaChamim there as well, and they say the Dvrei Torah. There is a remez to this minhag that's already brought down in the Zohar Kadosh of Parashat Lech Lecha, that it says the Achamim the night before the Brit Milah stayed up all night and they read the Dvrei Torah. That was the story of Rabbi Abba and his son Rabbi Yaakov. They came to a certain Aksanya and the lady of the house said, "Please, rabbis, could you stay here? My son has a Brit Milah tomorrow morning." And they said, "Okay, we'll get together." They stayed up all night and they studied Torah. The Chidah brings down in Shema Gedolim, it says, "Katab al Maharab Semach Sarfati Shaya Chole Kishnatayim B'Damesek." He was not well in Damesek. V'Trachish Lenisa, a miracle happened. Uchmorega Hazal Briuto, and he became cured. V'Siper Ki Nigla Elav Eliyahu Zechulatov. Eliyahu Navi came to him. ואמרנו שיקבל על עצמו ללמוד כל ליל ברית מילה לכל הילודים בעיר ויתרפא. He should accept upon himself that he'll go around to all the houses that have ברית מילה the next day and he'll read for them. וקיבל עליו, he accepted upon himself this תיקון of going to all the Zohar before the ברית מילה ותקף נתרפא. ומהיום ההוא כך היה מנהגו ללך לילה שלפני המילה במקום שיהיה לעשות בפרן כל הלילה. He would study Torah the whole night before the ברית מילה. The reason why we have this minhag, some say, is because the child is in sakana the night before the Brit Milah, because the mazikim want to harm him, that he shouldn't enter this great mitzvah. And the pasuk says, "Ve'ata et b'riti tishmor," that you have to protect the Brit, you have to protect the child. And how do you protect him? By reading the Zohar Kadosh, that gives shemirah to the child. Why do we call it Brit Yitzhak? We should call it Brit Abraham. Abraham was the first one to have a Brit Milah. But Yitzhak was the first one to have a Brit Milah on the eighth day. Abraham wasn't commanded until he was 99 years old. So therefore this is more similar to the Anyan of Brit Yitzhak. Now, there is a custom that is brought down by the Kafahayim to light Nerot, to light candles, which we do on the day of the Brit Milah with the Saniyah, where we go around with candles and we light Nerot l'chvod Eliyahu HaNavi. The custom in the old days was that they used to do that at the Zohar HaKadosh. They would go around and light candles in honor of Eliyahu HaNavi, and they would put some coins in the plate in his honor as well. There is a minhag as well at the Zohar HaKadosh, since there's 10 men that are gathered, that the lady who gave birth should come into the side room over there and make the beracha hagomer l'chayavim tovor shegemalah nikortu, because giving birth is considered a refuah, is considered a reason, I should say, of gomer, and that's why she should make it in front of 10 men. Some explain that that's the reason why we say at the Brit Milah itself, when we're naming the child, Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki le'olam azdo, because the lady needs to praise God for giving birth, and that's like one of the reasons to say Agomer, so Hodu l'Hashem ki tov would cover that. But if that's the case, then we should say it also when a girl is born, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov. And why say it at the Brit? They should say it at the bedside after she gives birth. So some explain the reason why we say Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam azdo at the Brit Milah is because on that day the neshama of the child is freed. Until that point it's like incarcerated, it's imprisoned. The neshama of the child cannot yet come out of its place. Like it says in the pasuk, "Utsi'am mimaskir nafshi." So on the day of the Brit Milah, the neshama is now let out. So we say like gomer, "Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki le'olam hasdo."